This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. I'm particularly interested in trying to express to myself the certainty that I'm talking to myself. Hello, welcome. Welcome to a new determination on your part as a viewer of this video to express the certainty that in fact you are whole and perfect as you were created. When we turned on the cameras, I was looking at my positive association that I always talk to myself. And I'll share that with you as a fundamental admission on your part that you are a dialogue of self-containment. That is, you're constantly justifying your own association within your own self. This is a course in miracles that intends to show you at this time and in this place that the conversation you're carrying on in regard to who you think you are through a systematic method of continuing redefinition can show you another you that you're beginning to look at right now. Now notice that it does not exclude your conversation. Can you see that while you're looking with me? Now that conversation will include a definition that you have brought with you in a relationship of your conceptual self-identity pertaining to your capacity to accept instruction. All right? We'll look at it this way. I'm with you now as an instructor of the Course in Miracles. I'm here to show you now, at this present time, that our conceptual identities of our separate selves are disallowing us to actually communicate with the love and light and peace and joy that is surrounding us. So the lesson for today, this is lesson 158, and it's a part of the crucial involvement of you as a body identity in an evolved certainty that all around you, in space and in time, is a variant continuum of time that will show you the entirety of a procedure wherein we will be able to communicate with each other. Obviously, if you look at it with me, that communication cannot be based on our separate associations with each other, since they were fundamentally designed to keep us from communicating in our entirety. The practice of this Course in Miracles has brought you to a point in space-time where you have begun to what? Have experiences within your own containment of self-identity that are bringing you a great deal of joy and happiness, very simply because while they contain the thought forms of your old historic reference of your body, they also contain instant emotions of a relief from the necessity to justify your own association with yourself. This is called a holy instant. This is why in video 157, we attempted to teach you in a meditative idea that you could enter into a presence that would immediately offer you a transcendent re-identity of yourself. Okay, so 158 says what? This is the lesson we're going to do. I learn to give as I have received. Okay, and we're going to be talking about the revelations that are beginning to occur to you as you receive this true message from the entirety of your association with yourself and willingly give it as an expression of a new confidence that you have found within your relationship. Let's go back just for a moment. Look at the end of 157 that says, it's going to say, we have embarked on a new idea, a new path, a new association of our minds together in this Course. Watch. This is a new experience. As this experience increases and all goals but this become of little worth, the world to which you will return becomes a little closer to the end of time, a little more like heaven in its ways, a little nearer its deliverance. And you who bring it light will come to see the light more sure, the vision more distinct. The time will come when you will not return in the same form in which you now appear, for you will have no need of it. Yet now it has a purpose and will serve it well. Today, we will embark upon a course you have not dreamed of. But the Holy One, the giver of the happy dreams of life, translator of perception into truth, the holy guide to heaven given you, has dreamed for you this journey which you make and start today with the experience this day holds out to you to be your own. Into Christ's presence will we enter now, serenely unaware of everything except His shining face and perfect love. The vision of His face will stay with you, but there will be an instant which transcends all vision, even this, the holiest. This you will never teach, for you attained it not through learning. Yet the vision speaks of your remembrance of what you knew that instant and will surely know again. So that place and that time that was described to you from that lesson is going to be present with you now, isn't it? Present with you now at this time is the time and place where this occurred. We're going to talk just for a moment about the certainty of my mind that I am representing to you as the certainty of your mind. Okay, this lesson is going to say that we actually are mindful of the entirety of a single mind. that regardless of how we have continued to define our separations from each other and maintain a stance of time that allows us to pretend that we are occupying this body association, which will prevent us from seeing that all of the continuity of space-time is actually going on at this time. Now, the connection to the lesson that we are going to do today is this. It is impossible that you, as a constitution of definition in any aggregation of space-time, as identified in your consciousness, can actually be separate from everything that is. Now, this lesson is going to say there is only one mind. This lesson is going to say, despite your efforts to remain disorganized in your ideas of your own location of body in space-time, the fact of the matter is there is available to you through this mind, through our shared mind, an aggregation of communication that will show you instantly that the package of memories that we are sharing has actually already occurred. Was that a little obtuse? Were you able to look with me? I'm talking to you right there. I'm going to talk to you. Wherever you are in space and time, in this identity of yourself, your self-actualization, it's literally impossible that you are not an historic memory definitions of a continuing occurrence that has actually already happened and is over and gone. Now, this lesson is going to say that we're looking back at this time together. If you let me help you with this, okay, I can begin to share with you the experience that I had as a teacher of this in a determination to find this solution in space and time. Now, I'm not going to be able to share with you the thoughts that I have in my own concern, but I will be able to share with you the vision of our experience at this moment in time of sharing the certainty that this is the time and place that you have come to. Now, what I am practicing with you right now, if you let me, is the giving to you of my experience. You will understand in a moment that my giving is not involved in the aggregation of the experiences that define my previous body form, but rather in the certainty that a new light of definition has been given me that I share in the certainty that at this time and place, if we choose, and we have chosen, we can depart this dark spot in space-time. So today, in this lesson, you're going to learn to give as you receive without the necessity to define what the giving is. Listen. What has been given you? The knowledge that you are a mind, in mind and purely mind. Sinless forever, wholly unafraid, because you were created out of love. Nor have you left your source, remaining as you were created. This was given you as knowledge which you cannot lose. It was given as well to every living thing, for by that knowledge only does it live. You have received all this. No one who walks the world but has received it. It is not this knowledge which you give, for that is what creation gave. All this cannot be learned. What then are you to learn to give today? Our lesson yesterday, the one that we just looked at together, evoked a theme found early in the text. Experience cannot be shared directly in the way that vision can. The revelation that the Father and the Son are one will come in time to every mind. Yet is that time determined by the mind itself, not taught. Can you hear this? Listen, the time is set already. It appears to be quite arbitrary, yet there is no step along the road that anyone takes but by chance. Why? It has already been taken by him, although he has not yet embarked on it. For time but seems to go in one direction. We but undertake a journey that is over, yet it seems to have a future still unknown to us. We're back with you for a moment. Are you able to understand? Okay, in some sort of sense of a new direction that you've been given, what that lesson actually is saying to you? Huh? That mind that you are interposing in your relationship with your old projections of mind is actually all the mind that there is. If this is true, it's impossible that your memory package, as you define yourself, does not include the certainty of this moment in time where I have appeared in your vision, in your hallucination, in your dream of separation and death, and I'm telling you that your time is up. One of the great lessons of my Savior, the historic Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, when he appears in the New Testament, is very simply, I'm here to tell you that I'm your Savior and that your time is up. He adds beautiful things like, I'm going up to heaven, and where I'm going you already know. There's nothing that I am offering you that you cannot and did not do. These are all things that we intend to integrate from this Course in Miracles into the teachings of the Savior Jesus that will come in time. The important thing to remember is that your mind be mindful of solutions that have been offered to you somewhere in time. And that somewhere in time cannot not be the time that your mind, and I'm talking about you individually, decide that you want it to occur. When it occurs, it will have positively, absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the circumstances wherein you defined your separation. How could it? When that time comes, and it did, you will be what? Gone. Let's read just for another minute the next paragraph as it describes what time actually is. Listen. Time is a trick, a sleight of hand, a vast illusion in which figures come and go as if by magic. Yet there is a plan behind appearances that does not change. Listen, the script is written. When experience will come to end your doubting has been said. For we but see the journey from the point at which it ended, looking back on it, imagining we make it once again, reviewing mentally what has gone by. Can you see this with me? Huh? You're a memory package of yourself in association with yourself, defining your own location in space-time. Huh? All humans do that, don't they? And somewhere it's impossible as a destiny provision, the idea that you can somehow manipulate and alter your future references based on your previous associations, which is what? A definition of the continuity of a sojourner in time, that you are not completely aware of a situation of entirety that will represent you before time was and after time is over. The practice of this Course in Miracles is allowing you to see on a moment-by-moment basis that what? You can collapse time into a moment of leaving. Did that seem to work? You right there? You watching in the privacy of your own enclosed contagion of death. The idea that you're occupying that body right now. The idea that the memories that you're having about yourself represent this world's determination to hold you in the bondage of a path from which your relief from all of these associations of death will never occur. This is showing you within your own mind that the time and place when you depart this space-time aggregation has always been available to you. Because why? Because it's in your memory. Okay? we're looking back. Will you share this with me? We're looking back at this idea, okay, of the dissolvement of our separate self-identities in the simple certainty that in reality we share one whole mind, which we call God, which we call universal consciousness, which we call the entirety of all of the memories, both of our separate ideas about ourselves as a member of the species, and the certainty that it is impossible that not contained within this factoring of light form that defines the very obscure power of the limitations of mind that we have imposed on ourselves, is not a moment when we realize with full intent that the situation that we now find ourselves in as occupying this body is ridiculous. So we are sharing what? A dream. We are back in time sharing an aggregation of memories in which, if you will allow it, cannot be excluded. This image within your own association of yourself telling you that the time for an alternative, a quantum moment in the realization, in a flash of light that's about to happen to you, that will give you a new vision of the aggregations of the thought forms by which you previously identified yourself. All right? This is the power of your mind to decide you do not want the memories that have contained you in the illusion of your separation. What will this be? What will this video then be? This video, this time and a place, will be a memory of our recognition of each other in the time and place where it occurred. Are you able to see that with me? There is no step that you intend to take, however you may define yourself in a body, that does not include a previous experience that you had with yourself. What I want you to see with me, the step you take also includes all of the future references that you might attempt to take in your disposition to aggregate sequential time, and in that manner avoid the instant of the provision that you are being offered now as you learn to give these moments of joy and happiness away without your necessity to, what, define them within your own fabric of memory. Let's listen to more of this lesson where we discover that we have received all that there is in the universe, and by giving it away, we will be able to recognize our own perfection. Listen. A teacher does not give experience because he did not learn it. It revealed itself to him at its appointed time. But vision is his gift. This he can give directly, for Christ's knowledge is not lost. Because he has a vision, he can give to anyone who asks. The Father's will and his are joined in knowledge. Yet there is a vision which the Holy Spirit sees because the mind of Christ beholds it too. Here is the joining of the world of doubt and shadows made with the intangible. Here is a quiet place within the world made holy by forgiveness and by love. Here are all contradictions reconciled, for here the journey ends. Experience, unlearned, untaught, unseen, is merely there. This was until now beyond our goal, for it appears to transcend what you need to accomplish. Yet if you're watching this video, this is the time and place that is going to give you Christ's vision. This you can obtain. Listen. Christ's vision has one law. It does not look upon a body and mistake it for the Son whom God created. it beholds a light beyond the body, an idea beyond what can be touched, a purity undimmed by errors and pitiful mistakes and fearful thoughts of guilt from dreams of sin. It sees no separation, and it looks on everyone, on every circumstance, all happenings, all events, without the slightest fading of the light it sees. Are you beginning to share that experience now with me? The experience that at this time and in this place you're going to be able to have an experience of the entirety of the inclusion of your own dream of death with the certainty of eternal life that I'm offering you? What a joy that's going to be for you. It looks like we're going to have to be leaving you for just a moment in this time and place. These videos, these ideas of the mind training are performed in segments of 30 minutes, and I'm waiting for a signal that's inevitably going to come in this time and place that this time is up. Okay? So we're going to look at that together. And I'm going to be back with you in just a moment to continue to demonstrate the certainty that though I'll be gone for a moment, no time will actually have passed. Why? You've located yourself in a time of space, literally, where time does not pass. And you intend to remain there, having found momentarily the solution. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to discover that what you have received in this past 30 minutes that you intend to give away in the next 30. What a joy that there's a joining with the references that you brought with you and the references that you intend to use. We'll be back with you. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. And God will bless us, each one, as we come to this new bright realization. We'll see you in just a moment. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're glad that you're back with us now in this teaching of the mind training of A Course in Miracles. It says very simply that there's a systematic way where you can discover what appears to be a new you, okay, within space-time that is actually the old original you within the entirety of the containment, isn't it? Can you see that with me? This is lesson 158 that says, I am receiving everything from my Creator, God, or whatever you would like to call him, doesn't concern me, but I'm going to have to give it away so that I can recognize myself in my entirety. So we're learning that all of the experiences that we have had that appear to separate us can be employed, if we choose to do so, with this time and place. Let's review just for a moment the last paragraph in this last half hour of the idea that we must give it away in order to know that we have it. Listen. A teacher does not give experience because he did not learn it. It revealed itself to him at its appointed time. But vision is his gift. This he can give directly, for Christ's knowledge is not lost. Because he has a vision, he can give to anyone who asks. The Father's will and his are joined in knowledge. Yet there is a vision which the Holy Spirit sees because the mind of Christ beholds it too. Here is the joining of the world of doubt and shadows made with the intangible. Here is a quiet place within the world made holy by forgiveness and by love. Here are all contradictions reconciled, for here the journey ends. Experience, unlearned, untaught, unseen, is merely there. This was until now beyond our goal, for it appears to transcend what you need to accomplish. Yet if you're watching this video, this is the time and place that is going to give you Christ's vision. This you can obtain. Listen, Christ's vision has one law. It does not look upon a body and mistake it for the Son whom God created. It beholds a light beyond the body, an idea beyond what can be touched, a purity undimmed by errors and pitiful mistakes and fearful thoughts of guilt from dreams of sin. It sees no separation, and it looks on everyone, on every circumstance, all happenings, all events, without the slightest fading of the light it sees. Now, do you see? You're back with us now in this time and place, all right? Because in that last sequence, you were shown the idea that the power of the Christ mind in you, which is actually what you are, is standing right next to you in this time and in this place. Now, I am teaching you that within your own association of mind. Okay, we're going to go on now and read about the idea that you have decided to give yourself away in the certainty that you share the love of God with all of your previous miscreations that you have used to identify yourself as separate. What are we doing? We're taking the entirety of your self-identity, not in bits and pieces, but in the whole guilt that you hold against yourself and are showing you in the entirety of your guilty self-identity of separation from God is a moment's eternal realization that you are in fact whole and perfect as you were created. Listen. This can be taught and must be taught by all who would achieve it. It requires but the recognition that this world cannot give anything that faintly can compare with this in value, nor set up a goal that does not merely disappear when this has been perceived. And this you give today. See no one as a body. Greet him as the Son of God he is, acknowledging that he is one with you in holiness. Thus are his sins forgiven him, for Christ has vision that has power to overlook them all. In his forgiveness are they gone. Unseen by one, they merely disappear, because a vision of the holiness that lies beyond them comes to take their place. It matters not what form they took, nor how enormous they appeared to be, nor who seemed to be hurt by them. They are no more. And all effects they seem to have are gone with them, undone and never to be done. Thus do you learn to give as you receive, and thus Christ's vision looks on you as well. This lesson is not difficult to learn if you remember in your brother you but see yourself. If he be lost in sin, so must you be. If you see light in him, your sins have been forgiven by yourself. Each brother whom you meet today provides another chance to let Christ's vision shine on you and offer you the peace of God. Listen, it matters not when revelation comes, for that is not of time. Yet time has still one gift to give, in which true knowledge is reflected in a way so accurate its images shares its unseen holiness. Its likeness shines with its immortal love. We practice seeing with the eyes of Christ today, and by the holy gifts we give, Christ's vision looks upon ourselves as well. We're going to talk for just a little while about this now, if we can, because at that moment, many of you, in sharing this lesson with me, are beginning to what? recognize your own Christhood. And the Savior of this world, my Savior Jesus, is so emphatic in that you recognize the certainty of your own Christhood based on his mind. He repeatedly offers you the certainty of the power of your mind to view your own perfection. Can you see that? He says to you, all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. He says to you, practice the idea that contained within you through what? The forgiveness of your brother, the forgiveness of that enemy who appears to be separate from you, can be the certainty that you are a co-creator within the universe. You want to share this with me? Did that vernacular, religious vernacular, disturb you? You listen carefully to me, wherever you are in that time and in that place. This lesson of holiness, which you have accepted through the mere idea that you're watching it, cannot not, at this time and place, reveal to you the entirety of your Christhood. Could you see that with me? Now, what I am offering you, if you want to look at the manner in which this came about, are experiences that I had within my own mind that contained both the elements of the devastation, both the elements of the grievances, the anger, the pain, the desolation, the frustration of being unable to solve within my mind a purpose for an occupation within this world. All of that is included in my memory form, just as it's included in your memory form. As long as we continue to hold ourselves in the bondage of the aggregation of our memories, we were justified in believing in the grievance of our apparent separation from God. And in that sense, we had every right to be angry. We had every right to demand somewhere the resolution to this place of pain and death. What I'm offering you, and I hope you're able to see now, is a vision, okay, that I arrived at through a revelation of a realization within my own mind of a complete alternative to the factoring of my body form. And this is a step that you're going to have to take if you intend to demonstrate to the world your new involvement with a variant continuum of time that no longer separates the minds and causes them to suffer the conflict that would be inevitable in the attack and defense mode by which they identify their consciousnesses. Now I'm going to look at you in a particular fashion at this moment. I'm very much aware that contained within your idea of yourself are devastating moments, okay, where you caught glimpses of the impossibility of your situation. Perhaps it was in death. Perhaps it was in some desolating occurrences where you lost the things that you love. Perhaps it was in moments of joy. Perhaps it was at baptisms or marriages or funerals or reunions, all in which you attempted to solve the problem of your misidentity, okay, in the admission of the devastation that was going on in your mind and the momentary relief that you found for it, okay, in your misguided belief that this is where you're from. Look at it with me just a moment. In this time and in this place, you have decided with me to let the light of you, okay, that you previously denied in your determinations to justify that moment of desolation, in correspondence to a momentary relief that you have found, have disallowed you from simply accepting within your own mind that moment of joy that precluded your necessity to define it. Indeed, that could be a moment of terror, couldn't it? That could be a place that you came to and you ran, turned in horror and disregarded very simply because it was a time when you would have had to realize with certainty, okay, that the containment of yourself is what fear is. What we are sharing together is in that moment of fear, in that moment of terror, which has already occurred, was a moment of bright realization of yourself that is now showing you that while you were in a dream of separation and death, it's possible for you to share a dream of a certainty of the immediacy of an occurrence that will alter in its entirety your relationship in this continuum of time. We're going to read from you from the text just for a moment, if we can, this idea about this lesson and how you are going to represent yourself as a bringer of light. And it may include some definitions of your devastation that you haven't previously wanted to look at. But let's share them together now with the certainty that all ideas about yourself in and this world are only contained within you. It's your evolved admission that there's nothing outside of you. And that's going to include what? All of the devastation that you experienced and sought for alternatives. This will be a moment of the entirety of a complete alternative in which you will depart this time of space. Listen. Let's share this description of you. You who have spent your life in bringing truth to illusion, reality to fantasy, have walked the way of dreams, for you have gone from waking to sleeping and on to yet deeper sleep. Each dream has led to other dreams, and every fantasy that seemed to bring a light into the darkness but made the darkness deeper. Your goal was darkness, in which no ray of light could enter, and you sought a blackness so complete that you could hide from truth forever in complete insanity. What you forgot was simply that God cannot destroy himself. Listen, the light is in you. Darkness can cover it, but cannot put it out. As the light comes near you, you will rush to darkness, shrinking from the truth, sometimes retreating to lesser forms of fear, and sometimes to stark terror. But you will advance because your goal is the advance from fear to truth. The goal you accepted is the goal of knowledge, from which you signified your willingness. Fear seems to live in darkness, and when you are afraid, you have stepped back. Let us then join quickly in an instant of light, and it will be enough to remind you that your goal is light. Why? Truth has rushed to meet you since you called upon it. If you knew who walks beside you on the way that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. You do not know because the journey into darkness has been long and cruel, and you have gone deep into it. A little flicker of your eyelids closed so long has not yet been sufficient to give you confidence in yourself, so long despised. You go toward love, still hating it, and terribly afraid of its judgment upon you. And so you do not realize that you are not afraid of love, but only of what you've made of it. You are advancing to love's meaning and away from all illusions in which you have surrounded it. When you retreat to the illusions, what happens? Your fear increases, for there is little doubt that what you think it means is fearful. Yet what is that to us who travel surely and very swiftly away from fear? Here's Jesus. Listen as he speaks to you from this course. You who hold your brother's hand also hold mine. For when you joined each other, you were not alone. Do you believe that I would leave you in the darkness, that you agreed to leave with me? In your relationship is this world's light, and fear must disappear before you now. Be tempted not to snatch away the gifts of faith you offered to your brother. You will succeed only in frightening yourself. The gift is given forever, for God Himself received it. You cannot take it back. You have accepted God. The holiness of your relationship is established in heaven. You do not understand what you accepted, but remember that your understanding is not necessary. All that is necessary was merely the wish to understand. That wish was the desire to be holy. And the will of God is granted you, for you desire the only thing you ever had or ever were. There's a great deal of joy in your newfound ability to understand how fundamental is this teaching from our Savior Jesus. He says to you very simply that I have always intended, this from his testament, to represent you in the entirety of yourself through my resurrection. That I always intended to demonstrate to you my certainty that at this moment you could share with me this time and place when you return to heaven. What did he say to you? That he would stay with you until the message of his resurrection could be demonstrated to you through yours. And this is the entirety of this teaching. And if you intend to look for something else in some other doctrine, you will be mistaken. Because all of this lesson is only teaching you, first, the responsibility in its complete association with yourself. Second, that somewhere in space-time, you have received the entirety of the direction for which you searched, but were unable to find because of your continuing fear of crucifixion. This from Jesus. The lesson that I am representing to you is one of resurrection, not crucifixion. The message that I am offering you from my resurrected mind is my certainty that we share that love of each other in the certainty that we were created perfectly by a single source of reality. And that this is the moment in time when you accepted it. All the doctrine that you need be concerned about in your acceptance of subjective reality, the idea that all of this is only caused by your own mind, will be the admission that it's already occurred, and that you are in fact back in heaven. And indeed, as this lesson says, we're looking back together at the moment that we departed. We're going to read you very quickly two more paragraphs from this text of A Course in Miracles, from a mind out of time, and it describes this occurrence precisely and exactly as you are seeing it now in your own mind. Listen. Jesus is still speaking. In your relationship, you have joined with me in bringing heaven to the Son of God who hides in darkness. You have been willing to bring the darkness to light, and this willingness has given strength to everyone who would remain in darkness. Those who would see will see, and they will join with me in carrying their light into the darkness when the darkness in them is offered to the light and is removed forever. My need for you, joined with me in the holy light of your relationship, is your need for salvation. Would I not give you what you gave to me? For when you joined your brother, you answered me. Can you hear this? You, who are now the bringers of salvation, have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant to which you brought it. We are made whole in our desire to make whole. Let not time worry you, for all the fear that you and your brother experienced is really past. Time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate past would hinder. You have gone past fear, for no two minds can join in the desire for love without love joining them. Are you listening? Not one light in heaven but goes with you. Not one ray that shines forever in the mind of God but shines on you. Heaven is joined with you in your advance to heaven. When such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire the power of God Himself, can you remain in darkness? You are coming home together after a long and meaningless journey that you undertook apart and that led nowhere. You have found your brother, and you will light each other's ways. And from this light will the great rays extend back into darkness and forward to God to shine away the past and to make room for His eternal presence in which everything is radiant in light. So in this lesson that we have shared together, you've learned everything that you ever really had to know about yourself and your relationship with the universal mind. All of the subsistence of your self-identity is now being included in this moment of the radiance of a light that has been shining both within you and within heaven, so that all the factoring of the dark form that until this moment was a part of your dream package is being converted within your own mind as you lay down the necessity to what? Defend your death, to defend yourself from the certainty that this is the time and place where you accepted within your relationship with yourself and this world, the very fundamental idea that you are still whole and perfect as you were created. The joy that we are sharing right now with this experience of the certainty of the love that we are sharing will never leave you. You listen to me, those of you who are watching this video. You may appear to continue to go out into the continuum of this darkness, but the lesson that you have learned through the reading of this course, through our shared representation of a moment of a complete alternative, a quantum moment within the factoring of space-time, is showing you now the entirety of you. And no matter where you go, in your continuing memories of looking back at this, this memory will now prevail. Why? It's an instant when you remembered the totality of this experience from outside of time. Remember that all of these memories are only what you brought with you when you came into this continuum. The offering from my mind and the mind of my Savior, Jesus Christ, is nothing but you are already resurrected and are looking back for a moment into the space and time where just for that instant you forgot the totality of the realization that in fact this time frame is over and gone. We're sharing that love now, aren't we? We're sharing together the idea that our separate experiences can communicate at this time and place in the certainty that our love for each other is what our love for God and our creative purpose is. I hope I see you again. Going out among you now are all these teachers of resurrection that are demonstrating to this world the vision that they offer based on the experience of the reality of this time and place. And we intend to share that together. You remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. Our minds are one, and in that determination, we are certain that this place of time and death is over and gone. God bless us, everyone.